It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello and welcome to episode 140 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. Today we're looking at the charts of August 28, 1999. Around this time, inhabitants of the island nation of East Timor voted overwhelmingly to declare independence from Indonesia, which had annexed it in 1975. Indonesia would rescind its annexation that October, and the United Nations would set up a transitional administration until East Timor officially became an independent state in 2002. Let's see what was going on in the culture beyond changing international borders. The big hit among this month's movie releases was The Sixth Sense, the thriller starring Bruce Willis as a child psychologist whose patient, Haley Joel Osment, sees dead people. The era of the M. Night Shyamalan twist ending begins here. Two other movies were considered box office successes: the Hollywood comedy Bowfinger with Steve Martin and Eddie Murphy, and The Thomas Crown Affair, a remake of a 1968 heist caper with Pierce Brosnan and Rene Russo in the roles originated by Steve McQueen and Faye Dunaway. Other films out this month included Dick, a comedy that imagines that the Nixon administration was taken down by two teenage girls played by Kirsten Dunst and Michelle Williams, the animated children's fantasy The Iron Giant, with a voice cast including Jennifer Aniston and Vin Diesel, the superhero comedy Mystery Men, with a cast including Ben Stiller, William H. Macy, and the late, great Paul Rubens, the 70s set comedy Detroit Rock City, in which the kid from Terminator 2 and his burnout buddies try to make it to a Kiss concert, the mafia rom-com Mickey Blue Eyes with Hugh Grant and James Caan, Brokedown Palace, in which Claire Danes and Kate Beckinsale play American teenagers who get set up by a drug smuggler and end up in a Thai prison, the dark teen comedy Teaching Mrs. Tingle, with high schooler Katie Holmes terrorizing teacher Helen Mirren. You might remember that this was originally called Killing Mrs. Tingle, but then Columbine happened. Also, the sci-fi action sequel Universal Soldier: The Return, with Jean-Claude Van Damme joined this time by pro wrestler Bill Goldberg and the guy who played the briefly popular superhero Spawn. Also, the crime drama In Too Deep with Omar Epps and LL Cool J, the Antonio Banderas Dark Ages actioner The 13th Warrior, The Muse, another Hollywood comedy, this one with Albert Brooks and Sharon Stone, and Dudley Do-Right, Brendan Fraser's second and much less successful 90s cartoon character role. On television, the big story began on the 16th when ABC premiered an American version of the popular British game show Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Hosted by TV personality Regis Philbin, the show had contestants answer a series of multiple choice trivia and general knowledge questions, and if they could correctly answer 15 in a row, they would win $1 million. They were aided by three lifelines, which they could use only once each. Ask the Audience, where spectators in the studio could input what they thought was the correct answer with an electronic device in their seats. 50-50, where two of the four possible answers were eliminated, leaving only the correct answer and one incorrect answer. And Phone-a-Friend, where they would be connected with someone outside the studio who would be able to help the contestant with the answer for 30 seconds. ABC aired the show for five consecutive nights, and the ratings were so good that they aired another week of shows during the November sweeps period. After that, they began airing it three times a week on a regular basis. But oversaturation set in, and it was pulled from primetime in 2003, although it would continue on with celebrity specials and a Regis-free syndicated daytime version. On the bestseller lists, fiction readers were in the beginning throes of Pottermania as the first two installments of J.K. Rowling's Wizard series, Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone, or Philosopher's Stone if you're outside the U.S., and Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets, were reaching beyond the children's realm and writing high on the adult list. Also selling well were Patricia Cornwell's latest Case Scarpetta whodunit Black Notice, Assassins, the sixth in the Rapture-themed Left Behind series by Christian authors Tim LaHaye and Jerry B. Jenkins, and White Oleander, Janet Fitch's tale of a girl who is put into a series of foster homes after her mother poisons her boyfriend. The mother's boyfriend, that is, let me be clear. Meanwhile, the nonfiction equivalent of J.K. Rowling was Tibetan Buddhist leader the Dalai Lama, who himself had two entries on the list: The Art of Happiness and Ethics for the New Millennium. The other hot trend was depictions of picturesque regions of Western Europe. The two that were on the list this week were Peter Mayle's Encore Provence and Francis May's Bella Tuscany. And in music, the 39th annual Reading Festival was held at Uncle John's Farm in Reading, England. Day one on the 27th was headlined by the Charlatans, the Chemical Brothers, Reef, Echo and the Bunnymen, Space, Gene, the Dandy Warhols, Apollo 440, and the Donnas. Day two on the 28th featured Blur, Catatonia, Fun Lovin' Criminals, Pavement, Beth Orton, Sebado, The Far Side, Slater Kinney, and Atari Teenage Riot. And on the 29th, the main stage had the Red Hot Chili Peppers, The Offspring, Terror Vision, Silverchair, Feeder, Pitch Shifter, Sick of It All, Buck Cherry, Backyard Babies, and Orgy. While on a side stage, you could have seen a scrappy bunch of up-and-comers called Coldplay. Would you have gone to this? I don't think I would have, unless it was a gun-to-my-head choice between this and Woodstock 99. I'd go with this. Just as much Red Hot Chili Peppers, but much less sexual assault. And now to the charts.
Below the top 40s.
Our look below the top 40s this week brings us a guy who became a darling of the UK music press in the post-Britpop era. At number 46 in Britain, it's Once Around the Block by Badly Drawn Boy. Born in Dunstable, England in 1969, Damon Goff, I think that's how you pronounce it, G-O-U-G-H, took his stage name from a character in a cartoon show called Sam and His Magic Ball. He had released four EPs beginning in 1997, and Once Around the Block was the first single from his debut album, The Hour of Bewilderbeast. Once Around the Block is shambolic folk rock. Let's take a spin through the lyrics. You quiver like a candle on fire. I'm putting you out. Maybe tonight we could be the last shout. And I'm fascinated by your style. Your beauty will last for a while. Your feeling instead of being. The more that I live on the inside, there's nothing to give. I'm infatuated by your moves. I've got to search hard for your clues. I want to repair your desire and call it a gift that I stole from just wanting to live. Now I see the vision through your eyes. Your innocence no longer fuels surprise. Trying to outrun your fear, you're running to lose. Heart on your sleeve and your soul in your shoes. Take a left, sharp left, and another left. Meet me on the corner. We'll start again. This combines psychedelia, Beatlesque pop, and late 90s slacker sensibility. Plus, Goff constantly wore a woolen cap in public, so he had a very distinctive look. This guy couldn't have been a more ideal hero to Britain's indie music press if he'd tried. Once Around the Block peaked at number 46. In 2000, it was re-released and got to number 27, but that's outside our timeline, so who cares? Badly Drawn Boy had 11 UK top 40 hits. In 2002, he wrote an album full of songs that were featured on the soundtrack of the Hugh Grant romantic comedy About a Boy. His latest album, Banana Skin Shoes, came out in 2020.
40 to 31.
Our first top 40 song is Britain's number 36 hit, Boom 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 by Venga Boys. Formed in Rotterdam, the Netherlands, in 1997, Venga Boys were two male and two female vocalists assembled by a production team called Dansky and Del Mundo. They had picked up two UK top fives by the time they released this, the second single from their second album, The Party Album. Boom 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 is simplistic Eurodance with chirpy female vocals. Pow! Here's the lyrics. If you're alone and you need a friend, someone to make you forget your problems, just come along, baby, take my hand. I'll be your lover tonight. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, this is what I want to do. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, let's have some fun. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, one-on-one, just me and you. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, boom, 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 I want you in my room. Let's spend the night together from now until forever. Boom, 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 I want to go boom, boom. Let's spend the night together, together, in my room. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, everybody get on down. Whoa-oh, whoa-oh, Venga Boys are back in town. Lyrically, this covers very similar ground to another dance floor ode to doing it that I've covered on this podcast. The 1987 Paul Lukakis hit, Boom, 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 Let's Go Back to My Room. Compared to that, this is more cutesy than sexy. I can't really imagine anything much more than cuddling going on. Boom, 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 Boom was down after peaking at number one. It hit number 84 in the U.S. Venga Boys had six more U.K. hits, including another number one, before breaking up in 2001. They came back in 2010 with a single called Rocket to Uranus, which featured internet personality Perez Hilton. And they've released several more since. Most recently, 2021's 1999, I Wanna Go Back. Now we go to Canada for their number 34, Heaven Coming Down by The Tea Party. Formed in Windsor, Ontario in 1990, The Tea Party released their debut album independently, then they got picked up by a major. They'd had four top 40 hits by the time they released this, the first single from their fourth album, Triptych. Heaven Coming Down is a hard rock track that sounds like it was written to accompany an apocalyptic disaster movie. Let's descend upon the lyrics. With nothing to do, you'd waste away. Obscured in exile, they've witnessed the times you've gone astray. And whose fault now, you're thinking? Ah, there's nothing to prove. There's nothing to prove. Snapshot from the crowd to the shore, baby. And it feels now just like heaven's coming down. So strange are the ways that they have all changed. Still life had stayed the same. A break from the past could make it last. Ah, maybe just a little longer. And it feels like heaven's coming down. Your soul shakes free as your conscience hits the ground. Initially, these guys leaned heavily on a retro sound, wearing influences like Led Zeppelin and The Doors prominently on their sleeves. But by this point, they'd developed more of their own voice while still having that clear classic rock bass. As far as I'm concerned, this is their best single. Heaven Coming Down peaked at number 20. The Tea Party had one more hit and released two more albums before breaking up in 2005. They reunited 6 years later and have put out two more albums. Most recently, 2021's Blood Moon Rising. Our first American hit is their number 36, Single White Female by Shelley Wright. Born in Kansas City in 1970, Shelley Wright formed her first band at 14, and then she signed a record deal in the early 90s. She made her country radio breakthrough with her third album, Let Me In, and then she released this, the first single and title track from her fourth album. Single White Female is country pop about the state of looking for love in the late 90s. This married white male seeks to read the lyrics. I know that every morning you go thumbing through the personal want ads. You grab the latest copy, a cup of coffee, and settle in for a good laugh. I've been trying to catch your eye, but I'm so shy. I'm hoping and praying that today's edition is going to catch your attention, because there's a single white female looking for that special lover. To put in a nutshell, a one-woman man who doesn't want no other. Oh, you never can tell. She just might be your dream come true. A single white female is looking for a man like you. Yeah, I'm a little nervous. I'm not sure if I should have put it in writing. It might have been a little reckless, a little desperate. But I think I did the right thing. Couldn't go on living, keep it hidden. So I'm telling you everything. It's my confession. I hope you get the message. What strikes me most about this is the datedness of the lyrical conceit. It really wasn't that long ago that personal ads in newspapers were still the main option for single people who had trouble meeting potential dates in real life. Today, this song would be about trying to use the right filter for your Tinder profile pic and hoping that the person you swiped right for does the same for you. Or something like that. Tinder really wasn't a thing when I was still unattached. I met my wife the old-fashioned way, on Plenty of Fish. So single white female peaked at number 36. Shelley Wright had no further pop hits and had a few more country hits before taking a hiatus from music in 2005. In 2010, she released a new album, as well as a memoir in which she publicly came out as gay, which was still a rarity in country music at the time. She has not released any new music since she suffered a stroke in 2018. Our first top 30 song is America's number 25, Better Days and the Bottom Drops Out by Citizen King. Formed in Milwaukee in 1993, Citizen King were discovered by Speech from the group Arrested Development, who produced tracks on their 1995 independent album Brown Bag. They were later signed to a major, and Better Days and the Bottom Drops Out was the first single from their second album Mobile Estates. Better Days, and the Bottom Drops Out, is slacker alt-rock about the band's lean pre-major label years. I probably read better lyrics than these, but let's give them a hearing anyway. In my shoes, my toes are busted. My kitchen says my bread is molded. Got a good job at the dollar store. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper, with a broken mirror and a blown-out speaker. I ain't got much else to lose. I'm faded, flat busted, been jaded. I've been dusted. I know that I've seen better days. 1 foot in the hole, 1 foot getting deeper. Crank it to 11 and blow another speaker. And I ain't got much to lose. Cause I've seen better days. Been the star of many plays. I've seen better days. And the bottom drops out. My cup filled with $5 wine. Find myself here all the time. Another rip in the glass, another chip in my tooth. Rained on, I've been stained on. Found another goat, I put the blame on. Now I'm stepping on all the cracks, but I guess there ain't no use. I'm bent like glass, secondhand like glory. Miss the bus, but I'm in no hurry. Molasses fast, no business born. This sort of slack, vaguely bored-sounding, sometimes hip-hop-flavored rock had its day in the late 90s and early 2000s. I would put songs like Sublime's What I Got and Everlast's What It's Like in the same category. The song is okay, but not much more than that to my ears. Better Days and the Bottom Drops Out peaked at number 25. In Canada, it reached number 20. Citizen King had no further hits, and they broke up in 2002. Singer Matthew Sims subsequently became a DJ, remixer, and electronic music act under the name Mount Sims, while keyboardist Dave Cooley has produced albums for artists such as J Dilla, Paramore, Jimmy Eat World, and Ziggy Marley. We're back in the UK for number 27, Rendezvous by Basement Jacks. Formed in London in 1994, Basement Jacks consisted of dance music creators Simon Ratcliffe and Felix Buxton. They'd released a series of EPs before signing with a major, and they'd scored two top 40 hits by the time they released this, the second single from their debut album, Remedy. Rendezvous is electronic dance music with pop and rock undertones. Let's meet up with the lyrics. I got you in my head. Your magic, it surrounds me. I got you in my heart. I got you in my head. Let's make a rendezvous. Yeah, that's it. There's also some nonsense scatting type vocals. The overall effect is like a hippie running into a raver and creating a you got chocolate in my peanut butter Reese's Cups effect. I wouldn't say this is as delicious as a Reese's Cup, but it's pretty tasty. Maybe you could compare it more to Reese Puff cereal. Rendezvous was down from a peak of number 4. Basement Jacks had 14 more hits, including 3 more top 10s over the next 9 years. In recent years, they've created music for children's shows while continuing their recording career, most recently with the 2022 single Express Yourself. Now let's look at the number 24 hit in Canada, Love Lift Me by Amanda Marshall. I talked about Amanda Marshall back in episode 44 when I covered her 1996 hit, Beautiful Goodbye. Now we jump ahead 3 years to look at this, the second single from her second album, Tuesday's Child. Love Lift Me is hopeful pop rock. Let me carry some lyrics. Somebody told me once in a lifetime, destiny finds you and blows you away, spins you in circles, pulls you in pieces, bleeds you like Jesus, and goes on its way. But it's oh so simple sometimes just to lay your heart wide open. If you want to get to heaven, then you got to take the ride. Love, lift me wherever you are. Convince me I'm safe in your arms. Love, lift me. Make sense of it all. Teach me to fly and don't let me fall. Somebody told me love makes you stupid, makes you go crazy, makes you go blind. Comes uninvited and leaves when it wants to. Calls you at midnight and ties up your line. But it's oh so sweet when it's right. There's nothing better. And you swear you won't, but you might. You're going to try. Got to fumble in the dark if you want to see the light. This is pretty solid fare that was made for the playlists of the sort of radio stations that were played in the background of offices and drugstores. That was never the kind of sound that would make anyone a superstar on its own. But there was a time when being able to keep filling those not-too-hard, not-too-soft playlists with regular content could sustain a nice little career. Love Lift Me peaked at number 10. I talk more about Amanda Marshall's career in episode 44, but I can update you that this year she released her fourth album, Heavy Lifting, which is notable because the one before that came out 22 years earlier. Our first song from our top 20s is Canada's number 19, Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers. Formed in Los Angeles in 1982, the Red Hot Chili Peppers built a small but steadily growing following as they toured in support of their first three albums. In 1987, original guitarist Hillel Slovak died of a drug overdose, and drummer Jack Irons left shortly afterward, but singer Anthony Kiedis and bassist Flea continued on with new members John Frusciante and Chad Smith. They broke through on rock radio with their fourth album, Mother's Milk, then crossed over to the pop charts in 1992 with the top five hit, Under the Bridge, from the album Blood Sugar Sex Magic. It had two more Canadian hits, and they'd seen Frusciante leave and then return, by the time they released this, the first single from their seventh album, Californication. Scar Tissue is a blues-tinged alt-rock ballad. Let's rip off the Band-Aid and read the lyrics. Scar tissue that I wish you saw. Sarcastic Mr. Know-It-All. Close your eyes and I'll kiss you, because with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely viewing. Push me up against the wall. Young Kentucky girl in a push-up bra. Falling all over myself to lick your heart and taste your health. Because with the birds I'll share this lonely viewing. Blood loss in a bathroom stall. Southern girl with a scarlet drawl. I wave goodbye to Ma and Pa. Because with the birds I'll share. With the birds I'll share this lonely viewing. Soft-spoken with a broken jaw. Step outside but not to brawl. An autumn sweet, we call it fall. I'll make it to the moon if I have to crawl. I'm not sure what these lyrics are about, but I'm guessing it's about people who have come to LA from other parts of the US and are experiencing the dark side of the city while they try to live out their dreams. That does seem to be their default lyrical setting, at least since they stopped performing naked with socks encasing their genitalia. They did stop doing that, did they? Didn't they? They stopped doing that, right? I would hope so. Anyway, Scar Tissue peaked at number 4. It hit number 9 in Canada number 9 in the US, and number 15 in the UK. Red Hot Chili Peppers had 8 more hits in Canada, including the 2006 number 1, Danny California. They released two albums, Unlimited Love and Return of the Dream Canteen, last year. Now we've got America's number 14 song, She's So High by Tal Bachman. Born in Winnipeg in 1968, Tal Bachman is the son of guitarist Randy Bachman of the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive fame. He was signed to a label in the late 90s and got big-name producer Bob Rock to help him put together his self-titled debut album, from which She's So High was the first single. She's So High is jangly pop rock. Let's look up the lyrics. She's blood, flesh, and bone. No tucks or silicone. She's touch, smell, sight, taste, and sound. But somehow I can't believe that anything should happen. I know where I belong and nothing's going to happen. Yeah, because she's so high, high above me. She's so lovely. She's so high, like Cleopatra, Joan of Arc, or Aphrodite. Da-da-da-da-da. She's so high, high above me. First class and fancy free. She's high society. She's got the best of everything. What could a guy like me ever really offer? She's perfect as she could be. Why should I even bother? So here we have that old lyrical theme of a guy lusting after a woman who's out of his league, lamenting that he sucks so much that she wouldn't give him the time of day in a million years. But in the end, shocking twist, she actually comes up and talks to him. Roy Orbison captured this pretty much perfectly in Oh Pretty Woman, and most of the other attempts to rehash this theme are clearly very much inferior. And this is no exception. I never rooted for this guy at any point in the song. And at this time, he was a pretty cute guy with a very pretty voice. So do you really believe he had any trouble picking up women? I don't. So She's So High peaked at number 14. It hit number 3 in Canada and number 30 in Britain. Tal Bachman had 2 more Canadian hits and released 1 more album under his own name. In recent years, he's taken to performing as a fictional British rock star named Ian Starglow, releasing a faux greatest hits album and trying to turn the concept into a sitcom. And that effort has so far been as successful as Garth Brooks trying to make a Chris Gaines movie. We're up to the UK number 13, Prophet in Peace by Ocean Colour Scene. Formed in Birmingham in 1989, Ocean Colour Scene got together after the breakups of the bands The Boys and Fanatics. After their self-titled 1992 debut album flopped and got them dropped from their label, they struggled for a couple years before Noel Gallagher invited them to open for Oasis, which got the band a new record deal. Since then, they'd picked up 8 hits, including 6 top tens, by the time they released this, the first single from their 4th album, One from the Modern. Prophet in Peace is acoustic pacifist pop. Let's see if we benefit from the lyrics. All the people under broken homes don't want to fight no more. All the people nursing shattered bones don't want to fight no more. But there's no prophet in peace, so we've got to fight some more. And all these who are in foreign lands don't want to fight no more. And all those who've lost their feet or hands don't want to fight no more. But there's no prophet in peace, boys. We got to fight some more. Hey, we don't want to fight no more. Hey, 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 we don't want to fight no more. But there's no prophet in peace, so we got to fight some more. And all those just trying to play their part don't want to fight no more. And all those who own a human heart don't want to fight no more. But there's no prophet in what you want, so we must fight some more. And all those who got an axe to grind don't want to fight no more. And all those who got their burning lives don't want to fight no more. But there's no profit in ever being right, so we must fight some more. Obviously, this is meant to be some grand anti-war statement that would galvanize a generation to put an end to militarism and armed conflict resolution. Like Give Peace a Chance, or that song Country Joe and the Fish did at Woodstock. And these days, we kind of need one of those. But this comes off as more of a suggestion than a plea. This is as much of a reflection of the difference between 1969 and 1999 as their respective Woodstocks. Prophet in Peace peaked at number 13. Ocean Colour Scene had 8 more hits and have released 6 more albums. They're still active, although they haven't released any new music in 10 years.
Top Tens.
Our first Top 10 song is the UK number 4. Sing It Back by Moloko. Formed in Sheffield in 1994, Moloko consisted of producer Mark Brighton and singer Roisin Murphy. They'd picked up 1 hit by the time they released this, the first single from their 3rd album, Things to Make and Do. Sing It Back was originally a single from Moloko's 2nd album, I Am Not a Doctor, and in that version it only got to number 45, This version is a remix by German DJ Boris Dlugash. Let me read back the lyrics. Bring it back, sing it back. Bring it back, sing it back to me. When you are ready, I will surrender. Take me and do as you wish. Have what you want. Your way's always been the best way. I've succumbed to this passive sensation, peacefully falling away. I am a zombie. Your wish will command me. Laugh as I fall to my knees. Bring it back, sing it back. Bring it back, sing it back to me. Can I control this empty delusion lost in the fire below? And you come running, your eyes will be open. And when you come back, I'll be as you want. I'll be as you want me, only so eager to please. My little song will keep you beside me, thinking your name as I sing. Come, come, come to my sweet melody. Now you can't help it if you have been tempted by fruit hanging ripe on the tree. And I feel useless, don't care what the truth is. You will be here come the day. Truth, do you hear me? Don't try to come near me. So tired, I sleep through the lie. If you desire to lay here beside me, come to my sweet melody. Where the original is more of a trip-hop track, this remix is basically disco, complete with funk guitar. It's the same song, but while this version is clearly catchier, it kind of misses the point of the original. In this way, you can draw a comparison to Everything But the Girl's similarly funked up and commercially boosted hit Missing. Sing It Back peaked at number 4. Moloko had 4 more hits, including 2 more top 10s, and they released one more album before breaking up in 2004. Roisin Murphy has since put out 6 solo albums, including this year's Hit Parade. Now we're at Canada's number 3 hit, Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. I talked about Pearl Jam in episode 44 when I covered their 1996 song, Who You Are. Now let's jump ahead 3 years to look at this track, which was originally released as a fan club-only single in December of 1998, and then was included on the charity compilation album No Boundaries, a benefit for the Kosovar refugees. Last Kiss is a cover of a 1964 teen tragedy hit by J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers. Pucker up for the lyrics. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far. There in the road up straight ahead, a car was stalled. The engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. I'll never forget the sound that night. The screaming tires, the busting glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me. She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world. When I woke up, the rain was pouring down. There were people standing all around. Something warm rolling through my eyes. But somehow I found my baby that night. I lifted her head. She looked at me and said, hold me, darling, just a little while. I held her close. I kissed her our last kiss. I found the love that I knew I would miss. But now she's gone, even though I hold her tight. I lost my love, my life, that night. This is a pretty straightforward cover, not played for hipster irony at all. Eddie Vedder sounds genuinely like a boy who lost his girlfriend in a tragic car accident. This clearly wasn't something they did for the sake of getting a big radio hit, but it's hardly surprising that it became one when it got all that exposure. Last Kiss would peak at number 2 in Canada and the US. In the UK, it reached number 42. I covered Pearl Jam's career in episode 44, but I can update that earlier this year they released Give Way, a live album recorded in Australia in 1998 during their tour for the album Yield. Now we're at the American number 7, If You Had My Love by Jennifer Lopez. Born in the Bronx in 1969, Jennifer Lopez began her show business career as a dancer in music videos and on TV shows, most notably as a fly girl on the Fox sketch comedy series In Living Color. In the mid-90s, she began landing supporting roles in movies, and she made her starring breakthrough in the title role in the 1997 biopic of the late Tejano singer Selena. This role had also showcased her singing ability, which led to her getting a record deal. If You Had My Love was the first single from her debut album, On the Six. If You Had My Love is lush R&B pop. I do have the lyrics. If you had my love and I gave you all my trust, would you comfort me? And if somehow you knew that your love would be untrue, would you lie to me and call me baby? Now, if I give you me, this is how it's got to be. First of all, I won't take your cheating on me. Tell me who can I trust if I can't trust in you? And I refuse to let you play me for a fool. You said that we could possibly spend eternity. See, that's what you told me. That's what you said. But if you want me, you'll have to be fulfilling all my dreams. Yeah, 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 yeah. You said you want my love, and you've got to have it all. But first, there are some things you need to know. If you want to live with all I have to give, I need to feel true love, or it's got to end. Yeah. I don't want you trying to get with me, and I end up unhappy. I don't need the hurt, and I don't need the pain. So before I do give myself to you, I have to know the truth if I spend my life with you. This is a big, slick production designed to launch someone into pop stardom, and Lopez more than holds up her end, so to speak. I will admit that I soured on her during the whole J-Lo hype train that got rolling a couple years after this, but now I recognize that she had genuine talent and charisma to back it up. I have to say, I was indeed fooled by the rocks that she got. If You Had My Love went to number one in the U.S. and Canada. In the UK, it hit number four. Jennifer Lopez had 16 more hits, including 9 top tens and 3 number ones, all the while continuing her acting career. Later this year, she will be seen in the Netflix movie Atlas, and she's about to release her 9th album, This Is Me Now. We'll recap the top tens and look at a number one right after this. Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show, and it'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you. Time for the countdowns. Canada is first. Number 10, She's So High by Tal Bachman. Number 9, Beautiful Stranger by Madonna. Her contribution to the soundtrack of Canuck Mike Myers' film Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Number 8, Smooth by Santana featuring Rob Thomas. The guitar legend's comeback hit featuring the dude from Matchbox 20. Number 7, Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Her debut hit. Number 6, Black Balloon by Goo Goo Dolls, the 4th top 5 for the Buffalo Band. Number 5, Steal My Sunshine by Len, the only major hit for a Toronto group. Number 4, Someday by Sugar Ray, their 3rd top 5 here. Number 3, Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. Number 2, All Star by Smash Mouth, the biggest hit for the band fronted by the recently passed Steve Harwell. And the number 1 song in Canada this week was If You Had My Love by Jennifer Lopez. Now we have a go at the British top 10. Number 10, Livin' La Vida Loca by Ricky Martin, a triple crown winner for the ex-Menudo singer. Number 9, Unpretty by TLC, the 4th top 10 here for the Atlanta Trio. Number 8, Drinking in L.A. by Brand Van 3000, the biggest hit here for a Montreal group. Number 7, Summertime by Another Level featuring TQ, the 6th top 10 for a London boy band. Number six, If I Let You Go by Westlife, the 2nd number one for an Irish boy band signed by Simon Cowell. Number 5, Better Off Alone by Alice DJ, the 1st hit for a Dutch dance group. Number 4, Sing It Back by Maloko. Number 3, Mi Chico Latino by Jerry Halliwell, the 1st solo number one for Ginger Spice. Number 2, Mucho Mambo, Sway by Shaft, the 1st and biggest hit for an EDM duo from Brighton. And the number 1 song in the UK this week was Mambo Number 5, A Little Bit Of, by Lou Bega, a triple crown winner from a one-hit wonder from Germany. And now, ladies and gentlemen, please rise and remove your hats for the American Top 10. Number 10, Last Kiss by Pearl Jam. Number 9, I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys, their 4th top 10. Number 8, Tell Me It's Real by Casey and JoJo, the 2nd top 5 for the Haley Brothers. Number 7, If You Had My Love by Jennifer Lopez, Number 6, Where Are My Girls At by 702, the biggest hit for a girl group from Las Vegas. Number 5, All Star by Smash Mouth. Number 4, Bills, Bills, Bills by Destiny's Child, the first number one for Beyonce and company. Number 3, Summer Girls by LFO, the first and biggest hit for a Massachusetts group. Number 2, Bailamos by Enrique Iglesias, the breakthrough English language hit for Julio's son. And the number 1 song in the USA this week, and the one in our spotlight, was Genie in a Bottle by Christina Aguilera. Born in New York City in 1980, Christina Aguilera moved to the Pittsburgh area with her mother as a child. After appearing on Star Search and singing the national anthem at local sporting events, she was chosen for the new Mickey Mouse Club on the Disney Channel, where her castmates included future pop peers Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. After recording the song Reflection for the soundtrack of the animated Disney movie Mulan, she was signed to a record deal, and Genie in a Bottle was the first single from her self-titled debut album. Genie in a Bottle is slinky dance pop about being not quite that kind of girl, at least not right away. I will grant your wish and read the lyrics. I feel like I've been locked up tight for a century of lonely nights, waiting for someone to release me. You're licking your lips and blowing kisses my way, but that doesn't mean I'm going to give it away. Baby, baby, baby. Oh, 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 my body's saying let's go. Oh, 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 but my heart is saying no. If you want to be with me, baby, there's a price to pay. I'm a genie in a bottle. You got to rub me the right way. If you want to be with me, I can make your wish come true. You got to make a big impression. Got to like what you do. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Got to rub me the right way, honey. I'm a genie in a bottle, baby. Come, come, come on and let me out. The music's fading and the lights down low. Just one more dance and then we're good to go. Waiting for someone who needs me. Hormones racing at the speed of light, but that don't mean it's got to be tonight. Baby, baby, baby. Given her name and age, she hit a sweet spot spanning two then-hot pop trends. The so-called Latin pop explosion led by Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias, and the teen pop craze, which elevated her ex-workmates Justin and Britney. But she didn't really fit either category. She couldn't speak Spanish, and her diva-level voice was well above teen pop standards. It's a debut that just seemed more polished and prestigious than the other big hits of the genre. This was the last of 5 weeks at number one for Genie in a Bottle. It also hit number one in the UK, but Canada denied it a triple crown by holding it to number two. Christina Aguilera has had 16 more hits, including 8 top tens and 3 number ones. She's also been a coach on the same competition series, The Voice, and starred opposite Cher in the 2010 movie Burlesque. Her most recent release is Learning to Fly, a song from the children's film Paw Patrol, The Mighty Movie. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook feed at Mr. B. Glovehead or in the blog post for this episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, where you can check out the Instagram and Threads accounts at Old Man Yells at Music. And if you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I'll link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus Microdose episodes, including the latest with the Carpenters, and make my charts, just like Mike Birmingham. All the recorded are for the purposes of discussion and review, no infringement is intended. Next time on the show, it's my 4th annual Halloween special. This year I'm going to do something a little different, but still kind of the same. It'll make sense, I promise. Until then, I'm Roger Stroop. And the answer to the trivia question at the end of the last episode is A, Electric Dreams. If you forget the question, listen to the last episode again. And stay safe.